Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Kendall County Board's regular June meeting of this Tuesday, 21st of June, at 9:23 a.m. Please call the roll.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Not only do we have a quorum, why we have everyone here. Approval of the previous month's minutes?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Is there a motion, please, for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Do we have any special recognition to come in front of the board? Correspondence and communications from the county clerk?
I don't have anything.
Citizens to be heard? All right, well, we now are going to go into a very short executive session. That is, if I get the proper motion, I would like to make that motion.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposing?
For the purpose of the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees, and litigation when action against affecting our behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal. 1, 2, and 11. Same all the time. You get pretty good.
And that woman is with it.
Oh, all right. Roll call.
Sorry.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Can't place them.
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Session with this meeting of Tuesday, June 21st at, we're now at 9:49 a.m. So, is there any old business to come in front of the board? New business. Elected officials report and other department reports. Can we hear from the sheriff?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I placed at each one of your seats a copy of the six-month report from the sheriff's office. I also filed a copy with the clerk's office this morning. Compared to last year, we're down in our, probably start down at the budget, down at the bottom there. We're trending about $150,000 less and spent to date than last fiscal year, and about $63,000 in the correction side less than last year at this time. Papers served are up. Sheriff sales are down, which is a good thing. Police reports are up a little bit. Arrests about equal. Courthouse entries are up a little bit. Our average daily jail population is down a bit. Housing of inmates compared to last year, we're up a little bit. Last year about 368,000. This year we're at 396,000. So if anybody has any questions, you want to review that, get a hold of me. If you have any questions now, I'll try and answer them. If not,
I have a question.
Yes.
I read with interest where the DeKalb County is broken ground for a new jail. Will that substantially decrease our surplus that we get as housing inmates?
For DeKalb, yes. That's, you know, they've been trying to go through that process for a long time. I think everybody here has heard that.
Is there any way that we can contact other counties?
We, as you see in our, later on in the meeting, we're updating our agreements with the other counties. We've, Cook Counties came out, visited our jail. We're working on an agreement with them now as well. We continue to work with the marshals to continue housing for them as well. So we are looking at other options to bring into the county.
Very commendable, as we used to say in the military. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, are there any questions for Sheriff Barrett? Mr. Purcell?
How are your vehicles doing, sir?
Vehicles are doing well. We just had one of our vehicles go down at 168,000 miles on it, I believe. So that one's out of service. Other than that, we're forging ahead.
That's your maintenance line down, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you for supporting us in those vehicles. That'll bring down that maintenance cost, and anything we can do to reduce our overall operating costs from year to year can really be a substantial savings.
Propane vehicles.
That is something that I commend the county board on allowing that to happen, the evaluation of our fueling costs and, you know, within the buildings, our heating and stuff like that. Hopefully we'll be meeting with Leah Pardo soon to get the information to them. Again, that's at no cost, so that's kind of nice. We're going to look at that. I know Oswego has gone over to some propane vehicles, and I know DeKalb County Sheriff's Office has as well.
Okay, all of you pat yourself on the back. We don't get commended very often. Very nice of you.
Again, I want to thank the board for their support to the Sheriff's Office. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet, and I have been working with the State's Attorney's Office. Next month, we have to do our appointment of election judges, so that will be coming forward. And I've also been working on a resolution for the hours of operation for the County Clerk's Office on Election Day. That'll also be coming forward in July.
Any questions for Debbie? Treasurer, this is, oh, I'm sorry. Come on up anyway, Jill. I don't want you wide awake.
The county revenue line, I know this is up quite a bit. Was that specific?
I think there was a big parcel of land that sold.
Oh, okay.
So that has to do with that. I don't know exactly where it is.
Per se?
No.
I think it's off.
Sorry.
I think it's off Wolf Crossing Road. Go ahead, Mrs. Frickel.
Good morning. You have my revenue report in your packet as well. You were emailed the fund balance report, which is also the six-month report, and that will be on file in the clerk's office as well. Our first installment due date has come and gone. I would like to thank Sheriff Baird for having his patrolmen come through our building periodically, as well as having some of his auxiliary staff on hand for several days in our office. I do think that it calmed people down a little bit. I'm sure they got an earful from a couple of taxpayers as well. So, but it was appreciated to have them in our building. I will be doing a second distribution tomorrow. It'll be a little over $112 million, so hopefully that will make a lot of our taxing bodies happy this week. So,
Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. Maybe this question's been answered and I missed an email. But when will the, was $885,000 transferred to Kent County from the general fund?
I usually do that when their balance gets low.
Oh, okay, so you watch their balance?
I watch their balance.
Oh, you're the treasurer there, aren't you? That's right. Okay, thank you.
Is our sheriff's presence this year was much more noticeable than it has been in the past?
Oh, yes.
I also like to commend the sheriff for that. I think that's important, especially when we have wing nuts go calling up and threatening our girls' lives and things. Why, it's always good to have that in evidence when people come in and pay their taxes, that they might be hauled away immediately for infractions.
Yes, it was greatly appreciated, not only by myself, but my staff as well, and I think other offices as well.
Any more questions for Jill, or move on? Thank you, Jill. Clerk of the court. Must be real busy today. State's attorney, I did not forget you.
Thank you, Aaron. I have no report, but we're happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions for Mr. White? Coroner. Health department. Supervisor of assessment, Mr. Nicoletti.
Good morning. We have sent out our disabled person, disabled veterans exemption renewal forms this past couple of weeks. We currently have 387 people who qualify for disabled person. We have 250 that qualify for disabled vet. And of those 250, about 157 are 70% or greater, so they're not paying taxes at this point. So that means it sent out 637 total renewals. And this is typically the time of year when we send that. So. Otherwise, it's pretty quiet upstairs, and keeping busy.
Any questions? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Danny, committee reports. Planning, building, and zoning, Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item on our agenda today is I'll make a motion for the approval of petition 16-09 by Joe Gamel for a special use located at 10151 Lisbon Road in Fox Township for the production and sale of sweet cider, hard cider, wine jams, jellies, pies, pickles, honey, sauces, and similar items utilizing crops grown on the same property or in combination with crops grown off-site where such production takes place on the premises, as well as the sales of ancillary items and products related to crops and products produced on-site.
Second.
I think that's the first motion I've read that's made me hungry. Don, do you have anything you want to...
Just that, so that description, that's essentially how it is in the county zoning ordinance. So what the petitioner is doing is not quite everything on there, but they are doing a large scale farm stand operation out of an existing 4,800 square foot building. They're going to be utilizing 1,000 square feet of that building. They're providing 5 parking spaces for the operation, and this received approval from both the recommendation for approval from both the plan commission and the hearing officer, as well as the PBZ committee.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, Mr. Purcell?
The things here, items utilizing crops grown on the same property or in combination with crops grown off site where such production takes place on the premises. Do we have, I thought, and it's been a while since I read the ordinance, but don't we have a percent of crops that have to be grown on site versus off site in the ordinance?
We don't have a percentage. This special use, well, this allows for someone where if you're selling things that are produced on site, but then say if you're also selling some things that are not produced on site, this gives you that availability.
So 99% of the product could be from off site?
It could be a mixture. Primarily, it's the intent of it is for primarily you have produced on site, but if you're also bringing something in from off site, like if to make wine, if some of the something you're adding to that might be produced off-site, you can actually do that. So the intent of it is not to have the vast majority off-site, but to have it on-site and then also allow it where you can bring in off-site products.
The intent, but is that clear in the language?
Well, in this particular special use, it's pretty clear as to what they're proposing, that primarily they are going to be having everything that they're selling produced on-site with some items that are from off-site. Mainly those are ancillary items.
Okay.
For something else, you know, that would be part of the review process to make sure that it's not just finding that small loophole of having something, a small amount produced on-site. But for this particular case, absolutely.
That's how that was the intent. Mm-hmm. And then follow up, if I could, on the language here, as wine, jam, and wine jam. What's a wine jam?
That's right from the zoning ordinance. Apparently, when this was drafted and created, that was
that's the language.
That was how somebody wanted to operate.
Typo, it sounds pretty good.
They're not selling hardware items, John.
Wing nuts.
Well, wing nuts. We have some of those right here in the room. Anyway, Mr. Anybody else? All right. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll have a roll call. Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. The next, I'll make a motion for the approval of a variance to Section 403.A, hydraulically equivalent compensatory storage above and below 10-year flood elevation, and Section 403.D, compensatory storage adjacent to the development of Article 4 of the Kendall County Stormwater Management Ordinance for Fox Metro Water Reclamation District for the property located at 682 State Route 31 in Oswego Township, and the property located on the west side of Orchard Road, approximately 0.25 miles south of U.S. Route 34 in Bristol Township.
Second.
So this is part of the Fox Metro treatment plant expansion to the south of their existing property. If you recall, a few months ago, they came in for a stormwater management variance to provide a fee in lieu of stormwater detention. This is the second component to their variance. They're seeking variance to the requirement to provide floodplain compensatory storage on the site. They're going to be having it off-site, located at a property down at Orchard Road, because of the fill that they're bringing into the floodplain. We do have today Greg Chismark from WBK Engineering, who is the county stormwater engineer. He did a review of this application and has found it to be acceptable for the variance. And we also have the Fox Metro Water Reclamation District to answer and go over in more detail on their proposal.
Didn't we just do this?
Yes. We did the hearing on Thursday, so that's part of the requirement for a variance. We do have to have a hearing with the county board as the county stormwater oversight committee. So that is part of the process. And with that variance process as well.
I'm aware of the process. I'm just trying to point something out here. So do we have a motion to approve this?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Are there any further discussion? I'm sorry, Mr. Worley.
Thank Fox Metro for sitting down with the homeowners that were in the area over on the Orchard Road site and working through the differences and making sure that they had a product that not only worked for them but also worked for the people there. So they did. They went above and beyond in my vote, but you did what was right, and I really want to thank you guys for your hard work on this.
Very commendable comment. I think all of us agree with that. Mr. Purcell.
I have a couple questions first for John and for Mr. Chismark. John, have we determined what was the term used, the compensatory
storage?
Yeah, no, the fee in lieu, sorry, the fee in lieu. Have you determined what that amount is yet?
Yes, and that was received from Fox Metro.
How much was that?
$297,000, I believe.
Where did that go? You know,
it has to go by ordinance into an escrow account with the county for any mitigation in the watershed of Fox River.
Okay.
There are limited uses for that.
Is that determined by the board how that's used?
It's determined by the ordinance. So it has to be for floodplain mitigation within the watershed of the Fox River.
Okay. Is there any fee in lieu for this?
No, this is completely here? Separate.
Okay. And then Mr. Chismark, if I could, and this is something I'm just trying to wrap my arms around.
Or your brain.
Well, that too. But thank you. So this parcel is separate and detached from the parcel where they're doing the construction, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Greg Chismark, WBK Engineering, that's correct.
Okay, so if some other petitioner came in to do some similar, or not necessarily similar, this is very unique project, to do a project and they needed to do some similar type of compensatory storage, and we determined they didn't have the proper compensatory storage, would we then allow them to buy a parcel at another location to get that compensatory storage? Is that what we do?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
No, I just wonder why we do it here.
Thank you, John, for educating all of us. Yeah, that's good. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
I'd also like to, last thing, I want to just recognize Mr. Worley and the birth of his granddaughter.
Congratulations.
As well. That was in the minutes, so I wasn't to highlight it.
There you go.
Wow,
that
wasn't. That was okay.
Well, now I'm
you look
very,
pretty good.
I'm very jealous here. I've had 8 births and I didn't ever hear anything from any of them.
Congratulations on that.
Too late.
At your age,
no,
it's
congratulations,
a miracle.
Jeff. I'm just kidding. One of the few times I do that. Public safety.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the County of Kane and the County of Kendall for the housing of prisoners.
Second.
This is just an update to our current agreement with Kane. It has already been approved by the Kane County Board and signed by the Kane County Board Chairman and Sheriff. The rate for prisoners will be $60 a day, and this also helps bring us up in compliance with the Prison Rape Elimination Act.
Discussion, Mr. Worley.
This is a yearly. This is good for 1 year. Intergovernmental agreement.
Here comes our sheriff. Getting a
1 year agreements.
There's been agreements in place for a while.
I understand our agreements. But these are 1 year increment of agreements. I'm just wondering because of the price.
I believe they're automatically renewed every year unless somebody. If that was a draft, I can't remember.
Agreements for 36 months with a 1 year option. We're getting after that.
And price is set at 60?
Yes.
And you're comfortable with it?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
10-0.
Thank you. And just so you know, there will be other ones coming through as we get with the other counties. We're just updating them. Thank you.
Administration HR, Ms. Kulick.
I will make a motion for the approval of the Kendall County Prevailing Wage Ordinance.
Second.
Discussion.
This is required by state statute.
Yes,
it is. You either adopt this one or you adopt your own after doing the study. So, yeah.
It has to do with, a lot of it has to do with road, highway department bid letting.
We do this annually.
Right. It isn't just that. I mean, it's like special contract.
Cleaning services.
Cleaning services, yeah. I think he actually appeared at the wrong venue, but that's all right. He got his point across. That's the advantage of wearing several hats here.
Bless you. Thank you.
The cleaning services.
Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
I'd also like to make a motion for approval for the recommendation or recommended revisions to the employee handbook. We have some discussion in your packets highlighted corrections to the employee handbook I just saw a second ago. Jeff, can you give us the highlights again, as you did in committee?
Sure.
Sure. You do have color-coded. Most of the changes were made to basically match up with the organizational charter, the resolution for the organizational charter, so if there were any conflicts. So if it referred to, let's say, a committee chair, if that might have been that would have been revised. So under, you have in the first employment procedures, just a selection of department heads, a process that's outlined, that's laid out. We also had a number that was on page 9. There's also some discussion on page 16, just about political activity and such. That wasn't so much the initial goal of the committee, but we did make some revisions about posting information on website and department bulletin boards. There was no reference to websites before. And then we also had page 16 have a reference to the ethics ordinance, so there was some discussion on
page
that.
What?
I'm sorry, page 16. So there was a...
In the packet?
In the employee handbook, page 16 in the employee handbook in the packet. You're looking at the employee handbook, so page 16 of...
Oh, okay, yes. Thank you. I was just ahead of myself. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I usually never do that to anybody. So would you like to continue?
There was a, on page 21, verbiage about job descriptions. And there was also some verbiage on page 22 about, there was discussion of the committee as far as an appeal of an evaluation that was struck, that section. And then I think that's pretty much the majority of it. Most of it, again, was house cleaning, where it referred to a committee chairman as far as hiring processes or and such. So,
what page is that on?
Those would have been somewhat throughout. We also, revisions were made as far as a department head authority to hire within the budget parameters and such. So it was mainly, again, clarification. There was, on page 43, discipline and removal of department heads. That was a section that was revised.
To what purpose?
On that
thumbnail.
Basically, I'll read, county administrators shall keep respective liaison committees of the board informed of serious personnel problems and necessary discipline and action of department heads. That was mainly in conjunction with the resolution that was passed before. County administrators shall provide authority, is provided the authority to discipline department heads with verbal reprimands, written reprimands, and probation. County administrator is provided the authority to recommend suspension or dismissal of department heads to the county board prior to the county board's approval by a simple majority of the suspension or dismissal of the department head. In urgent situations where the county administrator deems it necessary to immediately suspend a department head, the county board chairman's written consent shall be provided prior to suspension of the department head with pay until acted upon by the board. The board shall act upon the suspension with 10 days, voting either to remove or permanently reinstate the department head. So any kind of a department head termination or hiring is still at the board level. So if you recall, that was in the resolution. So again, the hiring, the actual selection of the department head is still at the board level, and then termination is still at the board level. So that was inconsistent. So I wanted to point that out.
Discussion. Are there any questions by the board? Mr. Worley?
Notice an email that said the state's attorney's office that not had a chance to look at this. Is this something that we would consider sending to them, as we have not had any revisions on this in 3 years, and there might be new law pertaining to the way we need to operate with this? I'm not suggesting that we rewrite it, but that we give them the opportunity to take a look at it and see if there is, make sure that the changes we've made and any of the old documents that we have is still relevant and still within the legal parameters of what we do now versus what we did in 2013 or last year. Unless there's something that's imminent that you guys know about that I don't, that we need to get this passed real quick, I would suggest that we just do the change.
That makes sense.
So, are you, all right, Mr. Greider?
That sounds fine to me, other than I note that performance appraisals are required in June and July under this. Is that going to hamper anything in terms of getting those done, or can you do that along with the review of this?
Those are still getting done along with review of this. Jeff, is that?
We can move forward with that.
Well, was that part changed from the previous?
This is Ms. Flowers.
It's in the highlighted.
It was a change.
It was a change, okay.
The original, correct me if I'm wrong, the original language is underneath it that's crossed out.
Yes.
In smaller print on page 43, Liz. Mr. Purcell.
Mr. Wilkins, could you help me here? We've got multiple colors,
yes.
And I'm trying to figure out the difference between the colors. I think I understand.
What are you, colorblind? What's your problem?
Yeah, they're all yellow.
No, they're not.
So what's the difference between the yellow and the green?
The yellow were the initial, the first meeting that was discussed, and then the second meeting, I believe, was green, and the third meeting was blue. It was the order of the meetings.
Okay.
So. The committee had reviewed this at least four different meetings. So,
thank you. That helps a lot. Thanks.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
I don't have a second. Did somebody second it? Lynn made the motion.
Second. Well, the motion died.
I'm going to withdraw that motion, actually, because we're going to amend it. We're going to have a different motion.
To what?
We need to do this. All right, go ahead.
You want to send it back to committee? Don't you want?
We're going to send it. We're going to send it back. Well, we're going to send it to the state's attorney's office, and then back through HR admin.
That's my motion.
Mr. Davis.
What if we're? I mean, you've gone this far, and we get a review from the. Why don't we just take it back to committee of the whole, and we walk through it one time, and we're done, and bring it back? I think that's where it needs to go.
I actually agree with you. That's good.
Rather than go back to committee, and here we come again.
I know.
Mark that down.
Exactly.
What's going on? Whole strawberry
mold
or something?
Absolutely.
Did you see it last night?
So the motion is to send this with the revisions for the employee handbook to the state's attorney's office, and then back to committee of the whole for review.
I'll second that.
I withdraw my earlier motion.
You're done.
Did you make the motion?
I did.
Okay. Does everyone at the board here understand this? There's no further questions.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
We're all. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Roll call.
Oh, not home?
What?
I thought we were going home.
No, first we have a break.
Oh, Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
They're over the age of 60. What?
Is that fair? Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grape?
Yes.
Very good. Unanimous. To get
pass.
To allow our state attorney to look at it, which is like a no-brainer.
Did you say we're breaking, or are we moving right through?
No, just keep on
HR.
Going.
Can we power through?
Yeah.
Mr. Purcell will need a break after.
All right, we can go. we can keep going through administration HR. Now we have.
Wow. We have a
item three.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2017 holiday schedule.
Second.
All right, this holiday schedule, I was consulted by, it's in the packet, I was consulted by the new chief judge, Robin Stuckert, and I had a nice conversation with her, and she, I had to go through several people to talk to her. She's Tim McCann's replacement as far as the chief judge of the 23rd. And the only difference is, which we've had a discussion already with Mr. Purcell, is that Good Friday is now a full day instead of a half day, and it's called...
Every year, this year.
What is it called?
Spring holiday.
Spring holiday, which the Catholics on the board object to. Anyway.
I'll second that one.
Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Protestant vote.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No. What?
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
No.
Mr. Colville?
Yes.
What's the total here?
Seven to three?
Seven to three. There'll be some committee changes.
I couldn't vote for my birthday off. That would be wrong.
All right.
Don't go in front of the judges.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's our, no, go ahead.
No, I was just...
You are the vice chair of this committee, so I...
All right, approval of the policy for managing email archive. Please come forward.
I will second that motion, sir.
Thank you for giving me a chance to say something.
Did you make that motion?
He did.
Yes, I did. I made it because I'm the vice chair by acclamation.
He pointed himself.
And I don't take per diem.
He's passionate about this topic.
I'm a non-per diem. Please.
Almost as passionate as I am.
This is a resolution to dictate how long we keep emails in the archive. It'll be for 7 years. I did make the change from the last meeting, or from the COW meeting, where it'll take effect on July 1st. And that's noted in the update that should be in the packet. And then that was the only change that we made at all. So everything's the same from COW. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Shaw, Mr. Davidson has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Davidson.
I'll second the motion if there wasn't one, and I got a question.
Certainly.
We had some discussion by a citizen, and are we doing everything legal as far as state requirements of, well, you know, for the time period of holding it?
The Local Records Act's a little bit different than email retention policy, but obviously you have to comply with the Local Records Act before you dispose of any local records, including emails, documents, whatever has been defined by that. This allows those documents, I mean, individuals should be saving them anyway, and there's a way that we keep those in your own, but this allows for a 7-year window that usually exceeds any time with the Local Records Act that we have to keep them. Like in our office, we have to keep them a lot longer because of cases that are older, especially in the criminal side. But for backup purposes, it's a great way to keep that information for a longer period of time, litigation purposes, all the other things that sometimes aren't maintained.
But we're legal and
this
and
is
what
the
we're
best
doing.
Way to increase your odds of being in compliance. If you're not for some reason, this is a great backup system for it.
Thank you.
Elizabeth?
I don't know. It might be in here, but is this going to require more like storage capability, servers, that kind of thing?
No, our current device, we double checked with the vendor the other day to make sure how the process to change the amount of time, and they said that we are fine on space and we should be okay. Good for the amount. We want to keep it.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Worley?
Never let me read these things.
What?
Page 2, guidelines B, prohibitive activities, it says inappropriate or unlawful material. And it goes through a list of things that we don't want to have on there or unlawful, otherwise determined by the county to be inappropriate. Who's the county? Not that I'm not going to want to hold this up or anything, but...
Ultimately, it's us.
If this is part of the employee handbook, so I assume
no, I know.
When it says that it's referring to us, guys, it's part of our handbook, but I you know, that's not something I wrote. So.
Okay. Someday in the future, you guys can change that word.
Do you mean county board? Is that what you would
I
like?
I don't know if it's county board chair, if it should be the department
it
head.
It should be, ultimately, it should be the county board, so it should.
Okay.
And it just says the county?
Was that it? H2B, prohibitive activities, number one.
Would you read that?
Sure will. Material that is fraudulent, sexual, explicit, profane, obscene, defamatory, that is intended to harass, embarrass, or intimidate, or that is unlawful or otherwise determined by the county to be inappropriate, should not be sent by email.
Well, I should hope not.
It should be us. It should say county board. So maybe we should amend our motion, Mr. Shaw.
To what?
To include county, include the word board.
I think county board.
County board.
Yeah.
On that resolution.
Right. I'll allow, since you brought this up with your cohort there, I'll allow you to make that motion.
We're gonna amend the motion. We're gonna amend the motion then to have it read county board instead of county.
Send it back to the video.
No, sir.
Stop it.
No, sir.
No, he did a good job.
He's already tried to kill it in committee several times, so no, sir, it's being voted on right now.
Just had the word board after code by my grace.
I love you, John.
I know you do.
What?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So, just to be clear, and Jeff's comment, there's several places in here. Is that what we're going to do? Change it all over the place where it says county to county board?
Well, I don't know if that's appropriate because some says like county workstations, they're not county board workstations.
Well, that's what I mean. We need to maybe spell it out where we're going to do
two
that.
Two state's attorney people competing to.
No, okay.
No,
our committee.
No.
If I may,
certainly. Yes.
I understand, Jeff, I understand the concern, and maybe that's something we want to clarify in that particular language about the prohibition. If they tell you, you know, if it's the county board does it or a department head who has it, or the county administrator or elected official obviously has some authority of what they allow an employee to do or not to do. The way it's worded county, obviously, is the county as a whole is the employer of the county. If you want us to look over this, we can look over that when we do the employee handbook. You can pass it now, getting your retention policy in place, and then we can look at that if there's some confusion. But there are places throughout, I think Judy just mentioned it, there are other places rather where the county is inserted, that if we start changing one, there may be a little more changes that need to be made. So I understand the confusion of who's telling whom to not send that stuff, but I think that that can be worked out.
Okay, no, that's great. And if we can move it along, I'm fine with that. I'm not even suggesting that it be county board, but maybe common practice or if there's some type of verbiage that would establish a precedent that would say, this is allowed, this is not allowed.
And we have some language in the handbook. That's why I was kind of suggesting maybe we do it through that process, is that about what could be posted on bulletin boards and stuff that's appropriate or not appropriate, we can kind of tie into the same thing. And electronic means is the same as what we allow, you know, in this room, that type of thing.
So go ahead and pass it as it stands.
We'll be happy to.
I will withdraw that motion and you withdraw your second. Okay. So back to the original motion.
You're back to the original motion.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shaw made it and seconded.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
And the tally was?
9-1.
9-1.
9-2.
2.
2. 2 votes.
All right. Now, it is 10:30, and so for those of us who want to go upstairs for a special treat, a 3-minute and 40-second break. Better be back here. All right, we're back in session.
Highway.
You ready?
Yep.
Highway Committee, Mr. Kokel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make a motion to approve a public agency amendment for the federal participation related to El Domain Road construction, providing for an additional $1 million in federal aid funds for construction of El Domain Road from Menards Distribution Center to Galena Road.
Second.
And what this is we got that extra million from the mayors and managers when we applied for that, and so the amount from federal will be there, so we'll have $1 million to put onto another project. So is that correct, Fran?
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you like Fran to come up and
no.
add anything?
If he wants to, if you want him to.
I mean, is this, what does this have? Does this help in any way with the bridge?
not with the bridge, but it's $1 million that we don't have to spend. We could either put it towards like a Collins Road, Grove Road extension project, or we could use it somewhere else.
Very fortuitous. It's a big college word. Roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik? She stepped out. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Purcell is still out.
Still gabbing.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman, for highway. Our minutes are in the packet.
Thank you. What was it? Eight even, right? Eight zip? Facilities, Mr. Davidson.
I don't have anything to report or as of this time, except for the fact Facility Committee would like to wish the chairman happy birthday, and the cake was pretty good.
Thank Valerie for that.
We already have.
Good. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be still alive.
Well, that's debatable.
All right, who's the vice chair of the Finance Committee?
I am.
Oh, Finance Committee, Mr. Davidson.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims not to exceed $786,004.27 and grand jury in the amount not to exceed $700.
Second.
Discussion? Additions, subtractions, roll call.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
That's all we have on a whoop question. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Worley.
Bob, do you think of the work of the finance group? I know you guys take a look at the budget at the 6 month. Would it be good to give the committee the whole a kind of a snapshot at 6 months to see at committee of the whole, just a 5 minute discussion on how we're doing?
Well, we discussed that. We're getting into the budget and we discussed it briefly, and we're going to try and set a policy. I mean, we're running a little bit behind on revenue. It's hard to, with the state not putting money up, and you see the report just like we do. We're trying to figure out how we want to handle this thing going into the budget year and how we're going to project it or where we think we want to go. That's going to be the main topic of our next meeting.
But I mean, if we could get it in front of the whole group so everybody can be aware as we start into the budget procedure where we're at. With
hopefully next month we'll be able to give you a report and tell you where we think we're going and how we're going to recommend going with it and get everybody's input at the next COW meeting.
Okay, thank you,
Mr. Worley. Yes, this
packet. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Got another one.
Oh, Mr. Prochaska.
Sorry. I agree with Mr. Worley's comments. I definitely think the entire county board should be brought up to speed on what's going on with the finance, because this budget year does seem to look like it's going to be particularly challenging getting the next budget through. So the more we can include the remaining county board members, the better.
We totally agree with you from finance. I mean, we're looking at, you know, 2 to 3% raise increases in the unions. You know, this thing is, and our revenues are down. We realize it. We just don't know where we want to take it yet, but we're, you know, anybody wants to sit in a finance committee meeting and come up with ideas with us, we'd be happy to listen. But we're gonna hopefully have some type of resolution of where we're going and where we want to go, dollars and cents. Latrice has been working with us on it, and that was our, when we left, that's what we had basically in the program. Thank you.
Would you like to give a quick synopsis too? Your second in command over there is what we're just talking about.
No, he's got letting his lower jaw jar.
Okay, fine.
Somewhere else.
Very good. Yeah, you've been replaced, John. Labor and grievance, Elizabeth Flowers.
We met on May 19th, had a meeting, went into executive session, and adjourned. And then I'm going to speak to Leslie about having a special meeting.
A what?
Setting a meeting for July.
Okay.
To kind of go over some of the parameters.
Are there any questions for Liz? Hearing none, committee of the whole. I have nothing to add to this that hasn't already been discussed. And now I would like a motion to approve the standing committee minutes.
So, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Racing on to special committee reports, Public Building Commission.
Public Building Commission has not met. We are planning still on having one final closeout. We're getting a lot closer, though. We've got the plats and everything being finished up. And we're getting there. It'll be before my watch ends.
You think you make it before November 1?
Absolutely. It's on my bucket list.
Mr. Greider.
Would you say that it's still appropriate for legal notices and things like that to go to the Public Building Commission, or should it go now to the County of Kendall?
The Public Building Commission is still the entity that owns the property out there, and until it switches yet, it should probably be noticed in both directions because it will be changing in the near future.
You want to enlarge on that at all?
would you like me to?
Yes.
we received notice of, and I may have to defer to you because I don't know the name.
It's from IDOT, and it's about eminent domain for the Route 34 four lane in front of our campus out there where I wish we were. And they sent it to the Public Building Commission, but somebody scribbled my name on the bottom. And so I've given it to Scott to parlay with you. I'm sure that I don't think we object to them taking part of the little berm out there so that we could have four lanes.
Yeah, and this truly does need to go as much to the county as it does the PBC, because the county will be the entity very soon that will probably be, I'm sure this proceeding's not going to end within the next month or two where the PBC might. So want to make sure that the county, which will be the recipient of the property, has all the legal notices also.
I thought when we built that out there with the program that we had more than enough ample property for the state to build a highway.
We do. It's just that we own right up there, and they are wanting to know, I guess, what would happen if they come in and ask for eminent domain. And I think that your point is well taken, Mr. Davidson, in that there is room for that, and it was hopeful that that would happen. So it's just a pro forma thing, but like I say, luckily, since I appear to be losing my mind on occasion, I thought I'd turn it over to my second in command there, and that he can work with another youngster, Mr. Worley. Okay, are you done? VAC
met June 1st and had a good meeting. The group looked at the condition of our old van that we used to get the vets down to Hines and decided that the repairs on this thing, it had over 107,000 miles on it. It was in need of a lot of work, and it was just not worth it. So what we did was we went over and purchased the van with the money in the VAC reserve, went over to Jovic and bought a brand new van, $21,951 at cost from Jovic. So now we have something that'll get the guys around in a little bit.
So a lift and everything?
Lift, no. Does it have a lift on it?
It's an SUV.
Yeah, okay. So it's not more of a for that thing. but I also, I've got two more people that are working in the new people.
Can they come up?
Don't you introduce them?
I think we ought to embarrass them. Come on up, guys.
Come on up here, guys.
If
can show off your tattoos.
Chad Lachlan and Olivia Lashover. Lashover?
No.
Come on.
Try again, Jeff.
This is a Marine here.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, not another one.
These guys came onto the VEC, you know, in the administrative side about, I don't know, over a year ago now. And you guys have really transformed this place. You've opened up so much more availability for the veterans to be able to get assistance working with the different groups. It just, I just wanted to bring you up here and thank you both very, very much for what you've done, because you really have made a great difference. And you know, I appreciate it sitting on the VEC board. Although I'm not a veteran, I have so many friends and relatives that are. And it's just really, really refreshing to have you guys be able to do what you do and help out. So, everybody.
Plus the fact that they almost saw combat up in that office.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
kind of, and they handled it very well. Because not all veterans are as normal and nice and fun loving as I am.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, if you guys got anything to say, thank you. But really do, thank you very, very much for all you do for the VAC and for all the veterans in Kendall. Awesome.
Well, thanks for the recognition, and it's really our pleasure. Every day, I mean, it's not even a job, it's enjoyable, so.
Is that my hat you have there?
I found this. Yeah. I guess we could give it to you for your birthday.
Smiley, we know. They stole my hat.
We know whose it is. Yeah. He leaves things
Mr.
around.
Mr. Smiley presented that to me. And well, anyway, I agree. Continue. Yeah,
just so that everybody knows, then Friday night between, what, 5 and 8 is the Salute to Veterans. Bob, you guys have put that on for a long, long time over at the fairgrounds. And that is a steak dinner for any vet, free steak dinner. And for all of us that weren't, we're going to pay a little money, and it all goes back to the VAC to be able to help the Kendall County veterans. So it's a great fundraiser and a really cool program.
Mr. Davidson.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Olivia for all the help putting it on. She's gotten into part of the committee, and it's a pleasure to see some young people come along, and hopefully they can continue this program. It's gone its ninth year. I don't believe it seemed like it was just yesterday that we started it. And hopefully we'll have some, give you some assistance again this year after the party. Thank you.
Don't ever hesitate to call us with any questions either. We always pick up the phone. I gotta go help a client. So
keep up the good work, you guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
We're looking for a friendly replacement for Mr. Worthen.
Yeah,
there you go. You got it.
Good luck.
Peace. All right, Mr.
Now let's make a motion. He's gone.
Mr. Purcell has left the building.
He's gone? Or he's gone?
No. Left the building. Well, are you done, Jeff? You are.
I am. Right.
Yep. Historic preservation?
Historic preservation is canceled tomorrow night's meeting. We'll hopefully be meeting the following one.
Anyway, that was very nice what you did, bringing those kids up here.
They do such a good job.
They really have, on occasion, been under fire up there. Not all, never mind. Board of Health.
Board of Health meets tonight. Come on out.
708 Mental Health Board.
708 Mental Health Board met on June 8th. And first of all, I want to publicly thank two of our members of the board, Pat Gillen and Gloria Mathewson. Both of them served for many years on the board, and they've both left, moving out of the area. But on June 8th, it was the hearings for the grant applications. We heard grant requests from Kendall County Health Department, Behavioral Health Services, AID, CASA, Celebrate Differences, Day One PACT, Fox Valley Older Adult Services, Kendall County Court Services, Kendall County Judiciary, Open Door Rehabilitation Center, and Senior Services. And the next meeting of the 708 board is in December.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Julie? The chairman's report. Under appointments, Dan Kokel, Workforce Development Board, a 2-year term expires September 2018. Jim Horton from Platteville, a Public Aid Appeals Board, 2-year term expires September 2018. That is Joe Ferkel's father. Scott Cherry, Zoning Board of Appeals, 5-year term expires July 2021. I make a motion to appoint these. Second. Discussion? Question? We'll do them all at once, all three. Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
And then an announcement of Michelle R. Evans, who has sent quite an impressive resume in to take up his, would like to take a position in the 708 Mental Health Board for a 4-year term, which will expire July 2020. Citizens to be heard, seeing none. Questions from the press? Oh my God, a gift. I will now accept.
I move we adjourn.
A second. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Out of here.
You could say that a little nicer, just because it's your birthday. Think you can just throw orders around. Out of here.